National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, I've got a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Well, thank you very much and welcome. The Ray Program, beginning an hour of money power after being off for the last week or so. Thank you for tuning in, and we do appreciate all the boys here and Biz TV and Biz Radio for playing some best ofs. Anyway, we've got a great show, really, really good show planned for you today. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you've got a pressing money type question. We'll also get to emails at the bottom of the hour, raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A. I've gotten some very interesting ones in the recent past. But we start today with a couple of articles and headlines that I've accumulated over the last 8 days that I thought I'd comment on. So sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Revolution as we say hi to James Stewart, certified financial planner. Welcome back, my friend.
Hey, it's beautiful to be back.
It is beautiful to see you. It's good, yes. Jim had a slight accident over the last 30 days or so. It's been a whole month now, huh?
A whole month.
Yeah, well, welcome back. I'm glad you're alive. You showed me this reality check, forced retirement savings needed. And, of course, we all know that there's this so-called retirement crisis that's been going on. And this other article, just a third of millennials own stocks. And I think this is symptomatic of what's been going on for quite a long time. And that is the people need more income. They don't need new government programs to teach them how to save, because what they need to learn is how to save and how to budget. But they don't have the income. Now, you know the president, Barack Obama, remember him? He called on Congress to pass a series of initiatives back a while back anyway at making it easier for Americans to save for retirement. I have objected somewhat to this. I mean, obviously, if you make it easy for people to save, who can object to that? But I'm just talking about the concept. We have a gajillion ways for individuals to save. You have IRAs. You have Roth IRAs. You have HSAs. You have lots of ways to save, including now robo-advisors that for dirt cheap money, people can put small sums, 25, 50 bucks a month, into a mutual fund. It's education. They just don't know about this stuff. Or they may have heard about it. They don't know how to get started. They don't trust an advisor, etc. So allow me, if I may, to read from this article and comment. Some 40% of working households lack access to or are ineligible to participate in an employer-sponsored defined contribution plan. So what? So what? They don't have an employer-sponsored plan. Why can't they sponsor their own? That's what an IRA is, unless the employer, unless you're going to mandate that the employer take money out of their pocket and pay a matching contribution, which, by the way, if the employer wants one for themselves, they got to do it for the employee. That's already in there. So an employer that wants to participate in their own 401k, there are safe harbor rules that say if you want to put the $18,000 or whatever dollars away in a retirement account, you must contribute at least 3% of the employee's contribution, of their salary, I should say, 3% safe harbor. And of course, many employers do matching contributions and all that. Some employers can't. Small employers can't, and so they don't. But that doesn't mean you as an employee, if you're a young millennial or someone just getting started, can't put money into an IRA. You see, I believe this doesn't come down to the fact that the employers are the bad guy. I'm tired of making the employer the bad guy. That's the guy that signs your paycheck. It's really education. Why don't we require more education, financial education, teach these young people how to save first and spend second? I met someone, it was not this last weekend, I think it was the weekend before that, living on $30,000 a year. Now, most of us would say, geez, how does that person live on $30,000 a year? This was a single mom living on $30,000 a year. So it's not easy. It's not easy, but people do it. But I'll tell you one thing. They're not walking around with, you know, expensive iPads and iTunes and I this and I that, and their kids having cell phones and stuff like that. They're living tight. They're living very, very tight. But if you want them to participate in a retirement account, how's that person going to participate unless the employer's putting up money? So what they really need is a raise. That's what we need. And the middle class has been stuck in a rut for, I don't know, 20, 25 years now. We have not seen wage growth in the middle class. Yeah, you can blame it on Bush. You can blame it on Obama. You can blame it on the economy. You can blame it on a whole lot of stuff. And yeah, I think the rich have gotten significantly richer. But that doesn't mean that others can't find a way to save for retirement. Jim, we have IRAs and Roths. People in low tax brackets should be taking advantage of the Roth IRA because that money is going to grow tax-free for them.
Exactly. And start out simple. Start out with a small amount to get in the habit of doing that.
And as I mentioned before, you know, now with proper education, people can go into mutual funds for almost no cost. I mean, they can buy into robo-advice, and they don't need to hire a guy like you for $500 an hour to go out and teach them how to do financial planning. If you're making $30,000-$40,000 a year, just get on a systematic withdrawal from your checking account. What's the difference between having a systematic withdrawal from your paycheck or a systematic withdrawal from your bank account? I see no major difference. In both instances, you don't see the money. Maybe you do see the money in your bank account because it hits there first and then it goes. But in either event, State Street Global Advisors is now proposing a new system and a new way to look at retirement regulation. Ooh, when I hear that word regulation, all I think of is more government involvement. And I'll tell you what, when the government puts their mitts in something, it usually gets screwed up. SSGA's national framework would mandate auto enrollment, auto escalation, tax incentives for small employers, and the elimination of barriers to multiple employer plans. It all sounds great on the surface, but it still comes down to, can people afford to put money in? People afford to put money in. Now, they're going to give employers tax incentives. And by the way, setting up a retirement plan is not free for a small employer. It can cost a couple of grand a year, and you have to administer the plan, et cetera, et cetera. Now, they have the so-called My IRA that's supposed to be, you know, super cheap and all that stuff. You know, you still have to do payroll reductions. I mean, you worked in that environment for a long time. It ain't free, and it's a pain in the butt for many employers, right?
And penalties if you don't comply.
I still don't understand why if we're going to spend taxpayer money to subsidize and do all this stuff, why we can't pay taxpayer money and have educational programs go out to these companies and explain to the employees how a Roth IRA works and how it might impact their retirement savings. And if they bail out of their savings early, the tax implications. This is what we need. We need education. Anyway, I think we also need pay increases. And that doesn't mean that I'm for a $20 minimum wage, by the way. I think if you want to raise minimum wages a little bit, I'm okay with that. But what I am suggesting is we need to get our economy growing again. We're bragging about, 4.8 or whatever percent unemployment rate. But what's happened is that unemployment rate, as Donald Trump tells you every time he speaks, is a bogus number. Well, it's not bogus compared to the way that they calculate it, but it really is, because if you work like an hour in a month, you're not considered unemployed. And so people have dropped out of the labor force. So it's not about the unemployment rate. It's more about wages. We need to get wages up. And the only way that you do that is you have to grow the economy. And that means small business growth, not just big business. Not Amazon reaches another record high in the stock market. Oh, by the way, have you noticed the stock market? Have you noticed it lately? I go on vacation, you got the Brexit and all this other stuff. I come back and it's like nothing happened. We're back record highs. So all of that for naught. All of those talking heads on television prognosticating Cameron over there in Britain bailing out on his job and all that stuff. All of that garbage. And if you just sat tight and listened to the show, you'd be sitting pretty today. You'd be sitting pretty. Talk about sitting pretty. You're going to change seats with Lynn Rowe here in a second. And that's a pretty
She's
good exchange.
Sure. Hey, both brains and beauty.
There you go. Lynn Rowe coming up. We've got a lot to talk with her about, including only a third of millennials owning stocks. Don't go away.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Send me, darling, beats the tiny dancer for you.
I like that. That's,
you send me, Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. Hey, welcome back to the program. As you know, I've been gone for a week, so you'll have to catch me up during the break on what the heck's been going on around here, because I've been in Las Vegas in 111 degrees.
Aye.
Daily. Man, it was Africa hot, no doubt about it.
Oh, my.
But it was a dry heat, as they say. A third of millennials own stocks. I bring this up because I remember, I don't know, maybe 10, 15, 20, who knows, years ago. I don't want to date both of us, but it was a long time ago. There was this craze, people in the securities business basically saying, oh, you know, when you baby boomers all start retiring, which happened, by the way, over the last 10 years. And I think the oldest baby boomers today are 70 years old or something like that. And there's 10,000 that are retiring. They said the stock market's going to implode. They're going to be taking all the money out of the stock market. Remember that? Remember that?
Yes, I remember the graphs showing.
And I called bunk on it then. I still call bunk on it today. When I saw this headline, just a third of millennials own stock, I said, well, yeah, that's right, because most of the stock market money is owned by the super rich who aren't going to liquidate their stocks. And this has been sort of borne out and proven out through this baby boomer thing. But it is interesting to note that we were just talking, I don't know if you heard Jim and I discussing the fact that, you know, there's all these movements by the Obama administration and now SSGA. They want to force employers into doing automatic. And now that's fine. I'm not really complaining about that. What I'm complaining about more than anything is the young people need two things. Hmm. And by the way, us old people probably need the same two. But in particular, the millennials, since this is the article that I'm alluding to here, they need education. They need to know about this stuff. They don't need to wait for an employer to get mandated by the government to put in a retirement account that they may or may not be able to afford or administer properly and then get penalized. They have all kinds of ways to save for retirement.
Sure.
One of those ways, of course, is IRAs and Roth IRAs. The other way is with life insurance policies. Now, I have here in front of me something that just came out, latest Safe Money Advisory newsletter. Now, a lot of people say, oh, you guys in the insurance, ladies in the insurance business, you're just twisting people's arms and kicking them in the teeth and getting them to buy something they don't need or they don't want. Let's go through some of the myths here, because these are coming straight from a July 2016, so it's fairly recent. Newsletter. Myth number one, I don't need life insurance once my children are self-supporting and my mortgage is paid off. That sounds pretty logical.
Yeah.
But they go on to say, what if your spouse outlived you by 10, 20, or 30 years? Would your financial plans without life insurance enable your spouse to maintain the lifestyle the two of you have worked so hard to achieve?
So basically, what you're saying there is that that life insurance is funding the other person's missing retirement money because there's only one of them now. And
a lot of people don't realize that, though. They,
yeah.
They know they've got Social Security, but they forget that you don't have two Social Securities
right.
if one's a goner.
And maybe a pension.
Yeah. And how many pensions provide 100% survivor benefit option?
None that I know of off the top of my head.
And how many people greedily take the higher benefit?
Yeah. And leave
leave the spouse high and dry.
Talking with a gentleman this week who's going through that with his wife.
And now that I'm retired,
yeah.
And you know, and I still have my life insurance, I'm kind of happy that I do have it because a lot of things have changed in my life over the last 10 years. And I'm no longer working, making the big bucks that I used to, trying to figure out stuff, you know, downsizing and stuff like that I never dreamed of when I was, you know, making the big dough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And another thing with that life insurance at this stage, Ray, is that we know that the couples after 65 will be spending $244,000 on medical expenses that they don't anticipate that isn't going to be covered by the health insurance. And so if it's a surviving spouse, they still have to come up with that money out of their cash flow.
So don't cash in the life insurance policy because you can turn that life insurance policy into a long-term care benefit, right?
Right. Or use that money to pay for your medical expenses that don't involve long-term care if you need it.
Myth number two, I'll have enough money saved by the time I die to pass something along to my children and grandchildren. You know, I can speak to this personally because that's been one of my goals. And as I sit here today, I'm saying, man, it's one of the reasons why I'm maintaining the life insurance. I haven't dropped one penny of my life insurance since retiring 5 years ago. But they say this, what if you don't live long enough to achieve your wealth creation goals, or what if an extended downturn in the economy negatively impacts your investments? That downturn in the economy has happened twice in the last 16 years.
Yep.
Myth number three, I thought I would need life insurance to help pay estate taxes. But that's no longer a concern. Well, that's true. I mean, unless you're worth,
that's,
you know, $25
million,
it's not that big of a deal. But they point out here, tax laws can change pretty quickly, can't they?
All it takes is a change in administration and Congress.
Myth number four, life insurance costs too much to buy when I'm older. I don't know if they've looked at the cost of, like, term insurance for a 55-year-old male. Well, they can buy $500,000 of 20-year level term for about $1,500, a female for $1,100. Do the math on that.
Yeah.
$1,500
a
year.
Can't save that.
$1,500 a year for 20 years is $30,000. If you die within that time, your family gets $500,000?
It's a no-brainer.
Okay, so we've got to go to a break. I know that you specialize in this particular area, especially as it relates to being able to take existing life insurance policies and using those life insurance policies for one of the great risks. If you don't die, you're more than likely going to get disabled or need some kind of care. Can you begin talking about that, and then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break?
Sure. If somebody needs care, care is imminent, or they're in care today, and they are looking at their resources thinking, well, I've got too much for, you know, any kind of government help, and I've got too much for the VA, and so, gosh, where do I come up with this money? Well, one of the best ways you can do that is if you have existing life insurance. Doesn't matter if it's group, doesn't matter if it's term, doesn't matter if it's whole life, doesn't matter. If you've got some life insurance, we can take a look at that, and we can find out how much we can turn on the income stream for out of that to pay for that care.
So basically, you're going to some insurance company and you're hypothecating the death benefit?
Well, there is a company that actually, there is a company that actually specializes in doing that for you. So
in hypothecation?
In hypothecation.
I don't even know if I used the right term.
But probably not.
It sounded good at the time.
I like it.
Hey, folks, if you want to hypothecate, stick around. We'll do it together when we come back from the break. Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. I want my LTC.net. If you want to learn how to turn an existing life insurance policy where you may not need it for the death benefit purposes, but can convert it somehow into an income stream to pay for care, then you want to call her 877-270-3127 or simply go to iwantmyltc.net. More on the other side of the break with Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. Can you stick around?
I would be delighted.
All right, don't go away, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We started this hour out talking about forced savings and how the Obama administration, and many others, by the way, are trying to get companies to force you into saving money through the employer plan. But you don't really need that. We don't need the government to do that. You can force yourself. You can do payroll deductions. You can do reductions. What do they call those? Automatic something or other out of a checking account?
Yeah, systematic withdrawals.
Systematic withdrawals or anyway, I was thinking of this forced savings thing when during the break because you happen to use life insurance policies for long-term care.
Yes.
So a millennial who wants to force themselves into savings, people say, well, life insurance isn't a savings plan. Well, it can be. Yeah. It can be. In fact, depending on your age and so forth, what I have found, and I've studied this for a number of years, is your rate of return will probably be about 1% less than the alternative. Whether you went the fixed route or the variable route, doesn't matter. The expenses over a long time period add up to about 1%. But for that 1%, today you're getting some fairly significant benefits. Can you talk about that?
Well, for someone who wants to get something that kind of does an all-purpose, obviously the life insurance protects your family if your income is lost to them. But it also can be a place where you can go if you need critical care or chronic care for a young person. That could be a huge difference. And they can take an income from it during that time that they need that kind of care. Chronic care and critical care pertains to things like cancer, things, heart attack, things that affect younger people that don't necessarily kill them, but could certainly cost
them. What about
them
accidents? I mean, if they get in a serious accident, they're in the hospital laid up like Mr. Stewart was for a little while. That's pretty critical. Would they pay for kind of critical care?
Some do.
Okay, so you've got forced savings.
Right.
And the money grows like a Roth IRA, so it grows on a tax-free basis. You've got some liquidity. You can pull money out. Usually you can pull out, what, 92% of the cash value if you need it. You can pay that loan back without a load, without any costs of insurance and so forth, right?
You can.
So the money is fluid and liquid to you. Why the complaints? Why is there so many people anti-using life insurance as a forced savings tool?
Truly, Ray, I think part of it is ignorance, and part of it is coming, quite frankly, from vendors who want you to buy something different.
Like mutual funds
like
and so
mutual
forth.
Like mutual funds and so forth.
And the fact of the matter is most people that buy mutual funds don't make more on their investment than a simple life insurance policy would pay.
Right.
Because they get so wrapped up into the daily noise, they move their money around. And, you know, when we talk about when we talk about the returns of the market, all you got to do is look at the last month or two.
Yeah.
And you see, you had the Brexit talk, and everybody's talking about Britain's going to, and the market's going to implode, and the financial market. And then you look back now and you go, ho hum. It was like a non-event, wasn't it? Now, maybe over in Europe it's a little more serious, but here in the U.S., total non-event. But most people, especially young people, and not so young people, inexperienced investors, by and large, make the wrong moves at the wrong time for the wrong reason. So forcing yourself into doing something that's good for you, if you die too soon, if you live too long, or if you get sick along the way, the life insurance policy works.
Exactly.
Can you talk about disability waiver of premium? I don't hear much about that anymore.
You were reading my mind. Disability waiver premium is a benefit that is rarely added on when you buy your insurance through 1-800, whoever it is. But that is a benefit that says if you become disabled, and generally speaking, the first couple of years, it means you cannot do whatever you were doing before you were disabled. So your own occupation, you might be able to do something else, but not your own occupation. they will waive those premiums. In other words, they will pay for the insurance during those 2 years. And then subsequent to those years, if the disability is severe enough that you can't do anything that you've already had training for, then they will pay for it for life. Which means if it is a permanent type insurance, like a whole life or a universal or index or any of those types of policies, those policies are going to continue to get funded during that disability. Oh my gosh, that's a semi-retirement plan, if you will, that is being funded during your disability. Find anywhere else you can get that.
As you probably remember, I wrote an unpublished book. I never did take it to a publisher because I didn't think it would, you know, sell, because it was more for my own purpose and, you know, for one of our advertisers. But I wrote a book a year or two ago about this very subject. And in my research, I actually came to the conclusion that not only was this a reasonable place to invest your money, but may, in fact, for a lot of people, be one of the best places that you can place money. Because when you start thinking about if you had to buy a disability plan, if you had to buy a long-term care plan, if you have to buy a critical care plan, and by the way, they don't cover 100% of all of these benefits. You'd have to check with the insurance company. But when you add all that up, it's pretty darn good when you consider the trade-off is about 1% on your rate of return.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you went out and bought those separately, Ray, just think how much more expensive it would be.
So this is why you want to talk to the Tiny Dancer, Lynn Rowe Certified Financial Planner. And you can call her. You should seriously write this number down. 877-270-3127. Have a delightful conversation with a delightful person. I want my LTC.net. If you're like me, you hate talking on the phone. Gosh, I hate that. I hate the phone. Now that I can text, I've learned how to text and do email and stuff like that. I just don't like the phone. It's not, Jim called me the other day, and I had meant to call you back, Jim, but you know what? I just never did.
You know, and people are so busy these days, so it's so much easier to go to a website at 11 o'clock at night or later.
Or 3 o'clock in the morning like I do. I want my LTC.net. We have a couple minutes late, a couple minutes before we have to go. Can you just focus for these 2 minutes that we have left, or 1 minute, or however long we have left, on long-term care insurance and why that's an important thing for people to buy now?
Well, first of all, the now part comes in play because you're probably healthy. It's probably not crossed your mind. You're probably sitting there thinking, well, I'll worry about that later. This is the perfect time to get it. Why? Because the reason you can't get it later could be because you got arthritis or something else that's not life-threatening, but boy, it could get in the way of your getting good coverage. And the policies, I can tell you that when they revise them, they don't get better.
Now, let me point out, Bankrate does this study.
Yes.
Retirees need 70% of their pre-retirement income, but most live on less. They came out and they said it was like 60-point-something percent, 60.37% nationwide retirees are living on. Don't you think that they could carve out a few percentage points and use that money to cover long-term care insurance?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the favorite products these days is people who, for example, the kids are gone, they've got some extra cash flow now, but they want it paid up when they retire. They don't want to be worrying about their premiums going up. They don't want to worry about, you know, any other issues like that. They want to pay it over maybe the next 10 years till they retire, or the next 7 years till they retire, and be done with it. That's a favorite product, and you can do that.
So those are called quick pays or something like that?
Short pay. Short pay. And if you don't ever use it, which is the common question, what if I don't use it? Your wife or your husband will get back more than you put in. Gets back to that whole life insurance concept, right?
So you're using some kind of a life insurance policy in that example. So you put money in rather than the lump sum that we've talked about many times.
If you can't do that, then this is another option.
If you can't afford to put $50,000 in or $100,000 in, you could put $10,000 in for the next 7 years or whatever.
Exactly.
And have $70,000 amassed in this policy that's worth $270,000.
Exactly.
And then you can use the $270,000 for care.
Right.
And if you use that up, there's another $270,000 that you can use up.
Depends on
for
the structure, but
care.
That's exactly right. And the other thing is, if you don't use it, instead of your spouse getting back that $70,000, they might get back $150,000. What's wrong with that picture? Nothing.
Pretty interesting. you want to speak with Lynn Rowe, so give her a call. You see, she's got all these tricks up her sleeve.
Great tools.
877-270-3127. I want my LTC.net. By the way, in that bank rate study, retirees in just three states, you know which ones these are. Well, I think you know two of them. Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
Had more than 70% of their pre-retirement income. They needed more.
Oh, yeah.
And South Carolina. Here's what they said. Alaskans were helped by dividends from the permanent fund. Mm-hmm. That was the oil and gas thing. They got free money. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. Moved to Alaska, and you deserve getting an extra $2,000 a year.
Amen to that.
Hawaii was a higher percent of people with pensions. That tells you a little bit about government employees.
A lot of government employees in
absolutely,
Hawaii.
And military. Mm-hmm. And South Carolina has seen an influx of wealthy retirees, as well as a high number of retired military. So those are the only three states where people were actually spending more money. It's because they
had the wherewithal to do it.
Had more money. Exactly. I want my LTC.net. Go to Lynn's website and learn about how you might be able to use your life insurance policy, existing or a new one, to cover multiple benefits in your retirement. I want my LTC.net. We'll be back.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You know, the more I study this stuff, and I do for a living, this is all I do, Jim Stewart, I can tell you, the more that I read on the subject of using insurance products as a financial tool in retirement and personal financial planning, the more convinced I am that people that don't use them are leaving out one of the most important components in a financial plan. And we've learned that from Dr. Wade Fowl and many of the people that actually study this and do research on this subject for a living.
Insurance is one of the most contemporary, up-to-speed, always current, very competitive strategies in financial planning. Most people who have anything bad to say about insurance is they're thinking about the old, old insurance. Insurance today is a very viable product in a lot of ways.
Very different. You're a CFP and you consult in this field all the time. I feel for you because I did that for a long time, and it's kind of a pain, the travel and all that stuff. But it does force you to stay on top of the situation. Now, as you know, I have a pretty strong background in insurance, but then there was a gap for, I don't know, 20 years or so, where I was mostly involved in securities and money management and all of that. And I can tell you, it's human nature when your focus, when your main focus is securities, to ignore some of the more, I think, critical elements in a financial plan, like life insurance and long-term care and all that. Now, fortunately for me, I could afford to have people on my staff that focused on that stuff so that I didn't have to. But to leave those out of consideration in a financial plan, in my opinion, is malpractice on the part of an advisor.
Exactly. And there is a little bit of an underlying reason there is because a financial advisor, in most instances today, gets paid on commissions. And so they go for the quick money solution.
Well, that's changing now, as you know, with this fiduciary, Department of Labor fiduciary rule. That's going to be changing. And my question is, are you breaching one of your fiduciary responsibilities if you don't bring it up? If you don't bring it up. I remember early in my career, I hired who was going to be my brother-in-law, who ultimately became my brother-in-law, in the insurance business, because back then that was the easiest license to get and a decent way to get started. And he went out to one of his friends and you know, he was going to sell the guy a $100,000 policy. It was term. It was $10 a month or something like that. And he failed to bind the insurance. They signed the check-o-matic form and all that stuff, but you needed a check. And the very next night, driving home from work, he got in a head-on collision. And his wife called and said, the guy died, by the way, said, I'm so glad we met and got that insurance. Oh. And, of course, we had to explain to his wife with a baby that there was no insurance. They were in their 30s, I think, or late 20s or early 30s. That's how old he was. And that was gut-wrenching and heart-wrenching for me because, you know, and we ended up doing whatever we could for the family. I remember going to the funeral and all that stuff. And it was very tragic and very sad. And I can assure you that individuals in that business, they're not the hucksters they've been painted out to be. They really aren't. Most of them are decent human beings. But my question is that a fiduciary duty now for a financial planner? I suspect one could make a case that it is.
Matter of fact, most planners who are either insurance or securities licensed have a compliance department that they have to submit things through. And now those departments are requiring that you get a signed note from your client saying that you presented the option as a viable strategy and they opted out.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, what do you say we get to some emails here? Thank you, James Stewart, Certified Financial Planner. Hit it, boys. Yeah, the Mr. Postman will start in Louisville, Kentucky. Pat, I've been listening to you for years. 10 years ago, at age 62, I took my Social Security and put it in a yearly CD after accumulating 12 months of payments. Today, my two grandchildren each have over $80,000. Wow. That's some pretty serious savings. Way to go, Pat. This way, they do not have to wait until I die. CDs rather than putting it in insurance. There's nothing wrong with CDs. Sure, little money, but it grows safe and shows the young more than one way of investing. So is this a good idea, too? Well, I think you've proven, Pat, that it's a really good idea to start saving money early. Now, I would contend that had you put that money into the type of life insurance policy that I was just speaking about with James Stewart here, CFP, and Lynn Rowe, CFP, that you probably would still have the $80,000 saved up for both of those kids. Because let's face it, over the last 10, 15 years, what have CDs earned versus what has a whole life insurance policy or a universal life or a variable life insurance policy earned? Probably equal to, perhaps even greater than, the CD option. So I'm never going to beat anybody up for accumulating $160,000 over the last 10, 15 years. God bless you. You've been saving like a madwoman. Well, Pat could be a man too, I guess. You've been saving like a madman or woman. I don't know. But I would contend that if you had that money placed in a life insurance policy, maybe you'd have $78,000 per each kid. I don't know. Maybe you'd have $88,000. Might even have more. It's possible. And frankly, likely. But there still would be probably a $300,000-$500,000 death benefit available. So what's wrong with you borrowing the money and giving the kids money for their education out of those borrowed funds and using the dividends or whatever to pay back the loan over time? Or just taking a withdrawal of whatever is needed for education and leaving the death benefit, because now you sort of have your cake and eat it too. And Lynn Rowe brought up waiver of premium and health care issues and all that stuff. What if she goes in some kind of a nursing home or needs some kind of home health care? They could use the policy's death benefit in many instances to pay for that. So, no, I'm not going to beat you up over it, Pat, but I will say that if there are other individuals that are thinking along the same lines, before you do it, consider the insurance option. And maybe you do a 50-50. You know, you can only be about half wrong if you do that. Anyway, thank you folks for tuning in. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com, RayLucia.com. And thank you for tuning in to this program. Make sure that you tell your friends and neighbors all about the Ray Lucia Show, which you can get online at raylucia.com, because Biz Radio and Biz TV stream it for us. Thank y'all. Have a great day. Now go out and make it even more fantastic.
You're
God bless.
To the Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.